I believe this to be a silent meditation retreat. Please reiterate that to my thinking mind. It's not listening. I think that, and with gratitude, it's all good. But I think that's important. Is sometimes we just want to have a break from this sort of ceaseless chatter, and we just want to be silent. We just you look at your mind. Just like, will you shut up already? But that in itself, of course, that attitude is, have you ever tried that with a little child? It's just, it really doesn't work. Somebody else. And so there's no reason why it's going to work with us. And we put a lot of effort into trying to not think. Or we approach it from if I didn't think, I'd be peaceful. it's a logical kind of equation. I think, therefore I suffer. And if I didn't think, then I wouldn't suffer. And so you try to stop thinking, but the reality is you can't just through a force of will stop the mind from thinking, and two, even if you were able to just really stop thinking through a force of will or some sort of practice where really kind of crushing mind with mind it really would be, you'd still be suffering, and it's just really, there's a tightness and tenseness there that comes back to bite you. So that learning how to think skillfully, learning how to direct attention. It's like in the descriptions of the meditative process. The first jhana, which is quite a refined state of mind, has directed thought and evaluation. It's just the mind is thinking. You're lifting up skillful thought processes that help the mind to gather its energy around something that is settling, uplifting, unifying, energizing in a really settled way, and then the mind is ready to the busyness is ready to fall away, and that's kind of what happens. So that we have to learn how to use the mind skillfully, use the thinking processes. Or just like in the Eightfold Path, that right thoughts of renunciation, thoughts of relinquishment, thoughts of loving kindness, thoughts of compassion. Those are wholesome thought processes, trains of thought that help the mind settle and uplift it. It's sort of, as we become more skilled in the thought processes that nurture these qualities of that which is wholesome, skillful, that is kusala, then there's a well-being that settles, and it's deeply settling. And it's only when we actually feel comfortable and there's a strong degree of well-being and certain happiness or contentment, that we're ready to drop the thought processes or just let them fall away, because they start to appear coarse in comparison to what we're experiencing. So that just learning how to direct our thought, and so that even if we're, you know, still thinking, it's trying to channel into what is skillful, and it'll start to become quiet on its own. Okay, last question. Could you please talk a bit about using the sound of silence, not a sound, as a meditation object? I could talk